Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vitor Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. NFC is getting a big upgrade with the launch of iOS 13, due out this fall. Instead of only allowing iPhone apps to read NFC tags, applications will be able to write directly to blank tags, as well as interact with tags through native protocols. This opens up a range of new application possibilities, including the ability to create applications that read passports and contactless smart cards and interact with NFC-enabled hardware. With iOS 13 on iPhone 7 and up, users will be able to read a range of contactless smart cards and tags, including NFC-enabled passports and other government IDs. Spain's data protection agency has fined La Liga, the nation's top professional soccer league, €250,000 for using the league's phone app to spy on its fans. With millions of downloads, the application was reportedly being used to surveil bars in an effort to catch establishments playing matches on televisions without a license. According to Spanish newspaper El País, the league told authorities that when its app detected users were in bars, the applications would record audio through phone microphones. The apps will then use the recording to determine if the user was watching a soccer game, using technology that's similar to the Shazam app. If a game was playing in the vicinity, officials would then be able to determine if that bar location had a license to play the game. British mobile-only bank Monzo is making its way across the pond to US yesterday. Valued at more than $1 billion, Monzo has gradually been growing its customer base in the UK and recently hit 2.2 million customers. Unlike traditional banks, Monzo operates solely on iOS and Android via an app and has no brick-and-mortar banks. It calls itself the bank of the future that will take on bigger banks. Zendesk expanded its conventional chatbot to web and mobile platforms. Launched in 2017, Zendesk AnswerBot was programmed via AI model using 12 million support ticket interactions that improve contextual customer responses. Two lawsuits filed against Amazon argue that the tech giant's Alexa voice assistant is recording children without their consent, which the lawsuits claim violates the two-party consent recording laws in 9 states. Both lawsuits are seeking class action status covering children in those 9 states who have used Alexa in their home and have therefore been recorded by Amazon without consent. The federal lawsuit argues that Amazon has the ability to recognize who is speaking, including any children in a given household, and could ask for recording consent, but it chooses not to. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.